in what they're doing.
Good record keeping is important for livestock producers looking to make changes or progress in their herds. Cargill Animal Nutrition cow-calf and stocker nutritionist Dusty Abney explains.
It's great to keep records, and I encourage all the producers I can to keep records. But if you don't do something with those records, if you don't use those records to make a decision to improve your operation, you ought to quit keeping records. And that's a pretty volatile statement to make. But if you're writing stuff down and taking the time to measure those things, and you don't use those metrics to make good decisions, better decisions than you were making before, you're wasting your time.
Maintaining and analyzing records can lead to decision-making that adds dollars and cents. When a plan is in place to use records, Abney says it's easy to begin gathering information.
So to get started in record keeping, if that's a goal that you want to hit this year, it can be as easy as, well, the little red book, right? Everybody's got the little red book in their pocket. It's as easy as that. It doesn't have to be a complicated spreadsheet. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on software. You can start just by writing some stuff down. Accuracy is big. You want to make sure that you're writing down numbers that are correct, and then figure out a way to collate those numbers and do a little bit of math and look at your averages and that sort of thing. Some people don't keep records for the same reason they don't go to the doctor. They don't want to know. And if you're one of those people, be honest with yourself about that. And if that's the way you want to conduct your business, then please do so.
Taking a look at the markets.